Hits of today, classics of yesterday, only on Vectis Radio, now on DAB.
Now, we've got 23 minutes past 11 on the clock. We've got special guests in the studio. I've had a chat with a gentleman. This should be quite an eye-opener, just in case you didn't know about something that was happening right under your very nose in the next couple of days we're going to find out about. But first of all, let's introduce the guys. We've got, it's Graham.
Graham, yes.
Morning, Graham. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine, thank you.
And we've also got Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, not a David.
Well, it used to be David to my mother, you know, but it's Dave right. To everybody else.
Okay, generally. So yeah. You're a Dave. That's all right then. Now, look, you contacted... Was it you that contacted me?
Yes, it was, yeah.
And you sent me a track, and it was called Big Boys.
Correct, yeah.
By Island Tides.
Yes, that's right. That's just a little company that we've... Graham and I have just got together recently because we found we had a common interest in songwriting, and we just decided to get together and actually make it a little bit more formal than it originally was intended, you know.
Well, I mean, the lyrics are real. I listened to them. I read the background of the email and the message and the reason, and then I listened to the song and I thought, wow, what a great song.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't expecting it to be, I was expecting it to just be an angry song, but it was controlled. It was controlled anger, frustration. Lyrics were off the chart, and all because. Who actually sung? Was it you that sung it?
No, it weren't me, sadly. No. What we do is we compose all the song ourselves, and then what we do is I may have been able to handle it a few years ago, but not now, unfortunately. So we use an AI tool to actually get the kind of voice to deliver the production we actually want at the finish, and that's Graham is obviously very he's good at this sort of thing, and actually so once we get our song together, we just get the thing produced as we would like it, and hopefully we'll get some bands interested, because that's what we're interested in. We don't want it just to be an AI thing.
No.
We want our stuff to be taken up and effectively, hopefully, taken over by a band and do some. We got plenty of stuff to go that direction. That's
brilliant.
The main.
Well, we're going to play the song in a minute, but okay. First of all, we're going to why did it come about? The lyrics, why did they come about? Why are you so frustrated?
<Come on. laughs> Well, I guess really it was because generally we've been unhappy with the way the island has regressed under the years, and I think it probably there was there was a petition recently on the island by Mike Williams, I believe, and his wife, a chap from Cowes, and they got quite a good amount of people to sign a petition, but it didn't quite achieve it in the time they wanted, and so it basically failed, and I suppose I got a little bit angry about that, and I just sat down and just wrote the song, and I say I was a little bit angry, and but after that I sort of it turned out to be more, I suppose, a disappointing situation on how things have turned out. So there we are. That was how it came about, and once we produced it, that's hopefully the sound that we wanted, you know.
Well, I'll say we'll give it a blast in a minute.
Okay.
But just come back to Graham now. So are you an Islander, Graham?
No, not an Islander. I first moved to the island in about 1986, I think.
Because you've been here for 40 years then.
Yeah, a long time.
And you must have seen a lot of changes.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
There's a whole load of... I feel any pain that you're feeling, I feel it too. Like any Islander would, because you know that we have been... missing out on quite a lot of things, funding from central government.
I really do
feel sorry for certain people and groups of people that get the brunt of the cutbacks from central government, because I know the council have been feeling it for a long time. You talk to any council worker now, and there's a lot less of them doing much more work. They're all stressed and so on because of the cutbacks.
Yeah,
you look at NHS on the island. You've got issues there. You got there. You have wonderful support and care from nurses, and then the next level up, there's a problem. Is it funding? Is it money? Of course it is. I mean, we're sort of we've been dealt quite a few blows with certain things over the years. I know that people argue and, you know, can't come to terms with the fact that the prices of the ferries are expensive in some ways. I've never actually thought that myself because I don't go off the island that often. I really don't, and I've never been late for anything, so I guess I'm very lucky. Mm. I do know that, you know, once you start talking about ferries, people start talking about, you know, a tunnel and things like that, and that's where any kind of people taking you seriously will divide you and conquer you, because we're not together on that. Because some will say tunnel, some will say ferry, and so on. But everything else, I just look at and think, yeah, we're all together on that. We're, you know, roads are getting better, but it took a lot of time to do that, to get there. You know, you could talk about, we spoke about schools, education, and, you know, I'm not having a go at the teachers, I'm not having a go at the schools, but I do think that we could do a whole lot better, and I think the education system in place is way too old. Mm. You know, we're talking, nothing much has changed really. There's a few things that they chuck in, but I think there's so many people that are not that academic, and they want to do stuff that is not probably considered like mainstream jobs and so on. Like, some people want a game. We have to take it serious. It's a job. Some people want to YouTube. Some people want to do more media. They're jobs, and I don't think there's enough of the stuff that's in place to teach those youngsters, to give them some kind of future. And as we mentioned earlier on, that off air, that, you know, one in six people in 5 years' time that are aged between 16 and 24 will not be in education or a job, and that's a really damning statistic that we ought to take seriously, and we
are indeed not on the island, having just left for other opportunities. Yes. So they think, you know, that's what we really want. We want something to happen on the island that actually makes it a better place to, as it was when I was first here, because we have gone backwards. There's no two ways about it. And if we can somehow get Parliament or just those who control us to understand just how unhappy people are on the island generally. I think they think we live a life of luxury, but we don't. It's difficult here, and we want the opportunities to make it better. And if we can get that kind of assistance from those who can make those decisions, that will be tremendous, because this is a wonderful place, the island. It really is. But I want it to be like it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, you've what I like about you is you've done research. You know, you're unhappy with ferry prices and so on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've actually had you locked horns with a previous MP and said that you've done some research into, what was it, the Barnett effect?
Yeah, the Barnett formula. That was something that came about by the Labour government in the late 70s. And it was an idea for devolved nations, and the idea being that would effectively Westminster would supply them with a huge amount of money, and an awful lot of it went into the ferries in Scotland in particular, and it still goes on to this day. And we would just like, really, we know we're not a devolved nation on the island, but nevertheless, we, you know, the very fact that the islands generally in Scotland are being subsidised to this day, it would just be nice if something of that nature could still happen by somebody who was forward-thinking enough to be able to say, OK, let's do something like that for the Isle of Wight. Hmm. Why not? And with any luck, if that happened, I think things would improve.
See, that makes perfect sense to me. There's no anger and misjudgment and, you know, lack of information there. That's just, you just spoke a whole load of common sense. Mm. I think sometimes it's about talking to the right people at the right time, isn't it? I mean, obviously the MP that you spoke to copped to Devon, but this was the same man that said that there was no homelessness on the Isle of Wight, everyone's got a home to go to. So, you know, what chance have we got when you've got that in place?
I know.
But there's a big meeting that's taking place.
Yes, that's happening at All Saints Church on Friday, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think it's a state of the island debate. Very, very important meeting, because mainly all the dignitaries and the MPs should be there on a panel, and with any luck, it would love it to to actually make some difference.
I think it's got to gather momentum, isn't it? I think one meeting is going to get people interested and thinking, right, there's hope. There's hope for a start. And I think that's...
Yeah.
I just hope it's not hijacked by political people, because I think, it should be Islanders getting right behind this and using the political people and not saying, you go and do things. No, you go and do things that we're telling you and asking you to do, not the other way round. So no one politically should have the opportunity here to hijack it. It should be them listening to Islanders' frustrations and then acting upon that. I would say that we've got a couple of decent MPs at the moment. They're probably already doing that, but wouldn't it be nice if more Islanders got behind it so that people take it more seriously?
Yeah.
Because if it's just a few people in a church hall that are a little bit grumpy and so on and don't like watching the World Cup, it's like, well, that's all right, lads, the World Cup will be over soon, they'll be fine. Otherwise, people just look at us and say, well, there's not enough of you. And we can divide and conquer you because you're arguing about that, you're arguing about that, and you're arguing with each other. We just leave you to it. We don't need to do anything.
Precisely.
But if we're all together on it...
Yeah, that's it. We just need that solidarity, just for people to understand. And then if the people who make the decisions can also understand, maybe we move forward, you know.
Okay,
that's what we hope for.
I've got to ask you a question because you've got a song. It's by your company called Island Tides.
Island Tides, yeah. Music Production.
The song's called Big Boys. Now, we're obviously going to... This is going out live, but we're also going to podcast it as well. Okay, now, are you okay with the record being on the podcast? Are you going to give us, like, permission to play the song?
Absolutely.
So we can bang it out.
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah. So we're going to play the song. We'll come back and talk about it.
Okay.
But this is... do you want to introduce it, Graham? Because you haven't said much, because Dave's like doing the talking.
Yeah, this is Big Boys by Island Tides.
Tucked away on our tiny island, we live life at slower pace. Although our lives are smaller, we seem to have more space. Just off the coast of the mainland, no more than a couple of miles. But as far as England cares, we could be in the Faroe Isles. Decisions that determine all our fate. The big boys make the rules and never weigh the cost. The island folk just suck it up when all their hopes are lost. But we will persevere, we will be strong. We'll stick it out till someone comes along. Who's got the sight? Just get to those who control and decide to see just what you pay now, just for a ticket to ride. To live on an island may seem just like a dream, but when you can't leave because of cost, the dream becomes obscene. The big boys and their fairies, they feather their own nest. They'll make just 1,000 miles away from the rest.
Song was on. It's fabulous. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Thank
it's
you.
Really powerful. Got a great message there, and
you.
A message that you know people can take away. And it's pretty
well,
obvious.
I hope so.
Pretty obvious. How we feel.
Yeah.
Just to lighten the load of it, my old mate Uncle Arthur's got in touch, and he said about the Barnett the Barnett formula. Our government thinks that the Barnett formula is what Trump uses on a wig. just remind us when this big meeting is taking place.
It's on Friday evening, I believe.
The 12th.
The 12th.
On the 12th.
What time is it? 7:30? Something like that?
Yeah, 7:30.
I think it's about that time.
Is there a forward plan from that, or is it a case of let's see what happens?
I think it's a case of see what happens. I just hope there's enough good, you know, decent voices that are going to carry in that church, and you know, and perhaps there's going to be a decent takeaway from it. That's all we hope for, really.
Mm. Okay. Would it be fair to make an example of Southern Water as being a big boy and say that over the last, you know, how many decades, that they haven't delivered in a way that they should be?
Yeah.
And the fact that this year there's been a lot of roadworks, and it's, you know, one collapsed sewer after another because of a lack of investment. Mm. Someone's taken the money out the top, so there's not enough, or there's not enough work being done on our system. Sadly, you know, people that work for Southern Water are at the sharp end, whereas someone taking the money out at the top end, they get off scot-free. But I think there's a meeting taking place tomorrow, Thursday. I think someone is coming in from, and I think that there's a meeting taking place at the council, and I think particular people are going to grill the CEO of Southern Water on this situation. So, you know, things are happening,
good.
And people are unhappy about sewage and water and so on, which is good. So there are things being done, but it's not quick enough, isn't it? And let's be honest, we hear things sometimes, and yes, they move in the right direction, then you don't hear anything else and it doesn't happen.
No.
So can you give us another example of big boys?
Well, I guess, you know, you pretty much mentioned it there, you know, with Southern Water, it's happening all over the country with various huge corporations, you know, getting in, doing stuff that we know effectively is not going to help the smaller people. And, you know, so, I mean, with Southern Water, I remember they actually, when they were doing the sewer system along Ashy Road, I mean, there was, unbelievably, after they'd completed and the road was all put back again, we could see all these leaks that were coming out from the new road. And I thought, well, this isn't right. And I got on to Southern Water at that stage and said, yeah, there's a, you know, there's something wrong, you know, here. I said, there's water coming out. And they said, it's probably the springs. And I had no idea what the hell they were talking about. And it turned out that when they put the new sewer in, they had forgotten to put any seals in the actual joining. I don't know much about that situation of it, but when they the sewer pipe, they forgot to put some of the seals in, so they had to come dig it all up again.
Wow.
And replace it. So, you know, it just goes to show that it's not being particularly overseen properly, you know.
No.
But as you say, the profits are going out pretty quickly.
That's just one example.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like you've had enough. There's so many people that have.
Yeah.
They're frustrated. They want to see. They want to see good things happen. They don't want all this negativity. And I very much doubt that we are. You know, yes, we're an island, and I would imagine that there are places up and down the country that are flourishing and don't have the issues that we have. But I'm sure that there are places that do equally.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it going to be the same old story where we make a bit of a noise, we stamp our feet, and nothing gets... I've got an idea for you. Every now and again, a good idea pops into my head. It might be a bit late to do it, but I just, listening to that song, I could see somebody on a stage at the Isle of Wight Festival singing that song.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I mean, that is, to me, I mean, how do we make that happen? Well, I would imagine the quickest route is to get in touch with John Giddings and say, look, John, we've got this great song. We want to do, wonderful things. Put the Isle of Wight under the spotlight. Start the ball rolling. Yeah. Can we get this song to one of your artists and they can learn it in 10 days?
Yeah, it's pretty simple chord structure.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was putting it together, I started to... As I started working on the chord structure, I suddenly realised that I was actually one of my old best influences in music. I actually started moving into Blowing in the Wind, Bob Dylan song. And so I had to sort of change the structure around a bit sharpish. Otherwise, I've just done a cover version of Blowing in the Wind with different words.
Well, look, let's I don't have John Giddings' email to hand, but I will try and find out what it is. But even if it was just getting a local artist that is playing live at the festival, and get this on a bigger platform and make some noise about it,
absolutely.
I think that would work.
Fantastic. It'd be fantastic. That would.
Well, let's do that and leave that with me, because I know somebody, one of our own presenters, Amy Jolliffe, is on stage at the festival, so she'd be able to point me in the right direction.
We don't want to make any money from it. We got plenty of other stuff which is going to go out, and we will hopefully make money. But I don't want to make money on this. We just want it to actually have an impact for the island.
Absolutely. It's a message. And you will send us those songs as well, won't you?
Oh, we will.
Don't come
we've
in and just
some,
take your
no,
time and,
no,
then, and
no,
then not
we've got
send
some
us
good
not,
songs
a
that,
lot of them.
That we'll send a Vectis Radio first. So you will have first listen to them.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, look, we've run out of time. Will you come back in the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely.
To tell us how the event went. Leave it until after the festival, but I will be in touch.
That's fantastic.
If I can track somebody down that's willing to learn that song in 10 days, which is quite simple, and then just get that ball rolling.
Brilliant.
All right, let's
do
it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ian.
Great to meet you, Graham. Great to meet you, Dave.
Thank you, Ian.
Keep going. Keep fighting the fight.
We will.
Thank you very much.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.